今天经文有两个部分，第一个部分是在以赛亚书七章十四节。因此，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。接下来，第二处是在路加福音一章三十到三十三节。天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕。”你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。今天是这两处是今天经文。
You know, an anxious person.Cannot see hope in a bleak job market.
我们知道一个焦虑的人呢，往往在一个前途渺茫的一个就业市场，他看不到盼望。
And especially when the country's debt is ballooning beyond our reach.
特别是在比如说一个国家的债务膨胀到无法承受的时候。
But as Christians,Our hope is not in all these things.
但作为基督徒，我们的盼望不是应该在于这些事情上。
Whether it's the job market or whether it's the country's wealth.
不管是在一个就业的市场或是一个国家的财富。
But it is God himself.
而是我们应该把我们的盼望放在神身上。
God himself is our hope.
因为神他本身乃是我们每个人的盼望。
You know, I don't know how much you understand this phrase.
我不知道大家对这句话了解有多少。
Because often we voice this phrase or we make this phrase without much thought into it.
我们通常看到这句的时候，我们并没有去想太多。
Because if God is our hope, everything else really doesn't matter that much.
因为如果我们的盼望是在于神的时候，我们所有的事情就不那么重要了。
Because he's the one who gives us hope.
因为他乃是给我们带来盼望。
Whether it's now or in the future.
无论是现在或是将来。
You know, the promise of hope came in the form of a prophecy in the book of Isaiah chapter 7:14.
因为这个盼望呢，它是在以赛亚书的时候就已经被预言了。
And all biblical prophecies have a present fulfillment as well as a future fulfillment.
所有圣经里面的预言和应许都会有现在跟将来都实现。
And for Isaiah, the prophecy of a virgin who will give birth to a child, that present fulfillment is actually in chapter 8.
在以赛亚书里面，他说到对于弥赛亚将来的这个预言是在第八章的时候就提到
，Where God actually gave them a sign, and the sign is Isaiah's own son, who is given birth by the wife that he married after his first wife died.
就是以赛亚自己的儿子在的诞生，特别是在他在他的妻子去世之后娶了一位先知的女子。
Yet at the same time, the prophecy is about the Messiah that is coming.
这也是有关于预言的将来的弥赛亚。
And when Isaiah gave that prophecy, it was in a time where people were feeling hopeless in a political situation or the economical situation.
当以赛亚在说这个预言的时候呢，他那个时候是特别对于当时在不管是在政治上或是在经济上被压迫的这一群人。
And then 2,000 years later,This future fulfillment is found in the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary.
在2000年过后呢，这个预言就是实现了在玛利亚她这个童女所生下来这个耶稣基督。
And it was also in a time where the Jews were under the Roman rule, and life was difficult for them as well.
特别是在这么样一个环境里面，就是在犹太人他们在罗马帝国的压迫之下的生活。
And when Jesus came, and when he started his ministry, the, He made this promise.
当耶稣基督再来到世上的时候，他所说的。
He says, "I come that you may have life and have it abundantly."
他说我来是要让你有更丰盛的生命。
And this abundant life is not the future, but it is also the present.
这样一个丰盛的生命不只有是说到将来，也是说到现在。
And I say the present fulfillment for Isaiah's son is found in chapter 8 where his wife gave birth to this child.
我先前说到以赛亚说的这个预言是在第八章说到他的妻子替他生了一个这样的儿子。
And I say this because the word virgin, which we now translate in English for this passage, actually can also be translated as a young maiden or young woman.
这边童女也可以翻译做一个年轻的女子。
But because of the full revelation of scriptures today, we have most people when they come to Isaiah translate this passage, just put the virgin, okay, inconsistent to what happened in the New Testament.
这边我们从整体的圣经里面的解经来看的时候，这个童女也可以说翻译为年轻的女子，因为我们了解整个过去的这一背景。
And furthermore, Isaiah says that this child will be called Emmanuel.
这边也说到这个孩子要被称作于以马内利。
Which means God's with us.
以马内利就是说上帝与我们同在。
And Isaiah, it is said that Isaiah married a young prophetess after his first wife died.
据说是以赛亚在他的本来的妻子去世后娶了一位一个年轻的女先知。
And he bore him this son.
并他替他生了一个儿子。
And some people say that, you know, bore him this son so that he can carry on his family name.
有些人说这样可以让他的姓氏可以延续下去。
But this was not the case actually, but it was more for a sign to them in that situation when they feel hopeless.
然而这并不只是单单要继承他们家的这个姓氏而已，而是要在他们失去盼望的时候带给他们一个新的盼望。
And even in a time when, you know, Isaiah himself feel hopeless that there is no child to carry on his family line.
特别是在以赛亚对他自己没有一个儿女的时候给他带来了盼望。
However, this is not about carrying on the family's name.
然而这并不是要继承一个他们的姓氏而已。
Because we know that marriage, one of the reasons for marriage is to fulfill God's command to be fruitful and multiply.
因为我们知道婚姻是为了要履行神的命令要生养众多来遍满地面。
And we Chinese, we like to have more sons than daughters, right?
因为在华人的文化里面都把希望有更多有儿子高于女儿。
And because also we want to carry out a family name.
因为这个原因，所以我们想说，可以继承我们家的姓氏。
And some even say that you know, if you have you have daughters and no son, you are losing out.
有些人甚至说，如果你只有女儿而没有儿子的时候
，Right? Because
你们
嫁出去是别人的。
女儿嫁出去是别人的。
You know, but it is not about having sons or daughters.More.
但这不是只关乎于儿子或是女儿的问题而已。
In fact, today, for the modern people, it's not an issue whether you have girl or boy or whether even you have children.
因为在当今的社会里，这不是一个问题，因为很多人都不这么想。
In fact, I have friends who deliberately do not want to have children.
甚至有一些人因为不想要生孩子。
Because they don't want the trouble of raising children.
因为他们觉得抚养儿子很麻烦，而不想要生孩子。
And we all of us who are married with children, and who have gone through the teenager, you will know the reason why you don't want to have children.
我们当中如果有结婚了，然后并且有生孩子的话，就了解抚养孩子的这个很多的这个辛苦。
Because those are the most difficult time where you feel like I wish I were, you know, like my mother say, you know, I wish I have ring you to death even when you are given birth.
因为我们很多时候甚至有这样一个想法说我希望在你小的时候就把你给丢弃了这样。
That's when my mother wasn't a Christian yet.
就是说到我的母亲并不是基督徒。
You see, there is a certain degree of selflessness in our generations before us.
在我们上一代人的想法当中，总是有一定程度的这个无私。
But there is also that selfishness within us.
但是也有一定程度的这个自私的心态。
In every generation.
在每一代人中都是这样。
Because we are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
And we know of generation before us that they want to have as many children as they want because the fields need workers.
在我们过去一代、上一代人可能尽多的更有多的孩子，因为他们可以让在自己的农地里面工作。
While other generations say that we want to have more children or we want to have children so that when we grow old, they can be our retirement plan.
甚至有另一些人是为了要有孩子的时候，让他们变老的时候换孩子来照顾他们。
And today, even wealthy individuals, even before they married, they have prenuptial.
甚至当今很多有些富人在结婚前都会签这些婚前的协议书。
Just in case the marriage fails.
以防婚姻失败。
You see, in every generation, there is this selfishness in every family.
这样看来，在每一代人当中，总是有这样的一些自私。
And so there is really nothing to gain or nothing to give if everyone thinks that way.
就是每一个人如果只关心自己的话，就没有什么可以获得或是给予别人的。
But you look at Jesus Christ, you look at God.
但是我们看到耶稣基督的时候，
God gave up His Son to come into this world to become a man.
神他耶稣他放弃了一切作为神，然后成为一个人。
And Jesus gave up His kingly position in heaven to come to die for our sins.
耶稣他放弃一个作为王，在天上作为王，然后来到地上为我们而死。
And He comes to give us.The abundant life.
他来是为了让我们享受更丰盛的生命。
And the abundant life is now and not future.
这个丰盛的生命也是说到是现在而不是将来而已。
The future is the eternal life.
在将来我们会想到那永生的生命。
In fact, only Christ can give us hope.
只有基督才能带给我们盼望。
And in fact, He is the only one who can make us a better person.
只有基督才能让我们成为更好的一个人。
Not that kind of selfish generation that we just heard.
而不是我们刚刚所看到的这样一个充满自私的这样一个这一代。
He can make us a better spouse.
他能让我们成为更好的一个配偶。
A better child.
更好的一个孩子。
A better employer.
更好的一个雇主。
A better employee.
或是员工。
And most of all, a better Christian.
更重要的是，他让我们成为更好的基督徒。
You know, there are a lot of people today who say they believe in Jesus Christ.
知道，现在有很多人都说他们是相信耶稣基督。
And they may be coming to church even every week faithfully.
他们会每一个礼拜都来教会。
But their lives are not changed.
但他们的生活在信主之后没有改变。
Because.They don't have really Jesus in their life to make them a better person.
因为他们心中没有耶稣基督在他们心里面，好让他们成为一个更好的人。
Their hope is still centered on many other things and even themselves.
因为他们的盼望跟希望都放在别的地方，甚至有时候放在自己身上。
You see, the present here is actually preparing us for the future.
因为我们所经历所看到的现在是要为了准备好我们要看到的将来。
And so when we say we believe, what we are now must be preparing us for the eternal life to come.
所以当我们说我们现在相信的时候，是要为我们将来的实现完全来做准备。
And so that the present is the abundant life that we must live.
所以我们现在就是要为要活出这样一个丰盛的生命。
And that, the abundant life is that hope you have in Christ that you are comfortable and satisfied no matter what happens around you.
现在所享受的这个丰盛的生命就是说到我们当今不管在任何光景里面，我们只要有耶稣基督，我们都 一无所缺。
You look at the Israelites.
我们看到以色列人的时候，
God delivered them out of Egypt.
他们神带领以色列人出埃及。
And brought them. God promised them the promised land. But before they reached the promise, they went into the desert.
当神要带以色列人进入应许之地前，他经过了这个旷野。
They were delivered, but they don't have the abundant life.
他们虽然被拯救出来，但是他们还没有享受到这个丰盛的生命。
Because in the midst of God's blessing, they cannot be satisfied and they complain every day in the manner.
因为他们即使是在神的这个恩典恩宠里面，他们仍然继续的来抱怨，并没有意识到他们正在蒙神的恩典。
You know, Joyce and me were having a conversation yesterday.
你知道我之前跟我太太在聊天的时候。
She said, while we are on earth, there are so many good things to eat. We should eat. Don't worry about growing fat.
这之前可能有很多东西我们都想都吃，但是都没有想考虑到接下来的后果。
And then when you go to heaven, you're probably going to eat the same thing over and over again. You know.
当然，如果去到天堂的时候，我们可能会一直在吃同样的东西。
Then I say, yeah, it might be like the Israelites in eating manna, everything, but everything you eat, the taste is different.
那他我就说到
it may be the same thing, but it tastes different.
我们也许会像以色列一样在吃那些玛纳，每天都是一样的玛纳，但是它的味道会不一样。
It may be your best, if you like durian, you're going to be taste like durian.
如果喜欢榴莲的话，就会吃尝到榴莲的味道。
Because our God can do the impossible.
因为我们的神能够完成那不可能的事。
But the important is your contentment, your satisfaction in Him.
但更重要的是你在神里面的这个满足。
And so if you believe He is your hope, then you are satisfied with whatever comes your way.
当你相信上帝就是你的盼望的时候，你在无论在接下来要经历的任何事情，你都会能心里面得到满足。
And that's why Paul says, you know, in riches, in poor, in poverty, I am content.
这是因为保罗说到，不论是是穷苦或我在神里面都能得到满足，有活生生的盼望。
You know, don't blame him because I'm going outside. I told him the Holy Spirit leads. I will say whatever.
这个部分没有准备到，所以
you know, but if that's your hope, that if God is your hope, you know, you will do whatever He tells you, and you will do it because you trust Him.
当上帝是我们的满足的时候，我们无论做任何事情，我们心里面都有一个盼望，因为我们去选择去相信他。
And you won't say, oh, okay, I'll do it, and then you walk away and you don't do it.
我们不会说啊，我来做，然后结果并没有去做。
And that's what happened to our children, right?
有些时候我们的孩子都会可能会发生这件事情。
You say, hey, can you do this? And they say, okay, I'll do it.
可是孩子就说，父母会对孩子说，你出来做这件事情，但最后他们并没有去做。
No, he already translated, so I don't see.
Okay.
and you know, that is.What happens with a lot of believers today?
这也今天有很多信徒也是这样子。
They hear the word, they listen to the word, they read the word, and God says, do this, and they walk away. They do nothing about it.
他们听到神的话语，但他们接收到了，但他们并没有去做任何事情。
Their present is not preparing them for the future.
他们现在并没有为他们将来要来的做好准备。
They are not living that abundant life.
他们并没有在活出这样丰盛的生命。
Because when they don't do the will of God, they are not blessed by God.
当他们没有来做神所吩咐他们做的事，他们就不会被神所。
And then when things turn bad, they blame God and say, God, why? Why is this thing happening to me?
他们就不会蒙神的恩典，他们也会接下来当神没有保守他们的时候，他们就会反过来指责上帝。
And so there are many believers today who are not disciples at all.
因为今天有很多的信徒，但他们不作为门徒。
A disciple is someone who follows his master.
要作为一个耶稣的门徒，就是要去跟随我们的
And as I said, the word virgin can be also be translated as young maiden. It's referring to Isaiah's wife.
童女也可以做另一个意思，叫做一个年轻的女子。这边指到是以赛亚的妻子。
And so the present fulfillment is also a future prophecy that will be fulfilled.
所以现在所说到的这个应许，也为我们将来将要发生的事。
And we know in the New Testament it is the Virgin Mary who gave birth to Jesus Christ.
我们知道在新约里面，这边所说到弥赛亚的预言是指要从童女玛利亚所生出的。
And Isaiah named his son in Hebrew Mahashalah Hashbash.
以赛亚给他的儿子取名叫做马黑尔沙拉勒哈什巴什。
He didn't call him Emmanuel.
他没有将他称之为以马内利。
Because the name he gave, actually, the meaning of it is make speed to the spoil, hasten to the prey.
因为刚刚说到一个很长的名字，他这个意思是说加紧速度，赶快向猎物走去。
And it's actually talking about a coming attack by the Assyrian.
换句话说，他是在指当亚述人要来攻击他们的时候。
So if you paraphrase it in our modern English that is more understandable, it means this: Watch out, the enemies are coming to plunder us.
我们用现在的话来解释，意思就是对他们说：小心，你的敌人正准备要来掠夺你们。
So the name actually serves as a warning.
所以这是一个向他们所发出的警告。
That the Assyrians, the enemies, are coming to attack them, and they will take away everything they have.
这边是说到你的敌人亚述人要来攻击，还有掠夺你们。
But there is still time for us to turn back to God.
他们将会把你所有的东西掠夺，但是你仍有时间可以回转到上帝面前。
And that's basically the name, the meaning of that name.
这就是以赛亚给他儿子取名的这个意思。
And its purpose.Is to warn them, hey, we have times, we still have time to turn back to God and not live in sin.
这也是对他们自己所发出的一个警告，就是来提醒他们现在还没有太迟，还有时间可以回转到神的面前。
But many of them did not heed the message.
但当中有许多人并没有听到这个警告。
Just as today, many people don't heed the message of God's.
就好像现今也有很多人听到了神的可以发出警告，但是并没有去遵守。
Because they think tomorrow, there's always the tomorrow that we can do it.
因为我们总是想认为总有明天。
You know, but tomorrow may never come.
但我们知道，明天可能永远不会来。
There was a story about a woman who had not spoken to her husband for many years.
有一位女士呢，她很多年来没有跟她丈夫说话。
Until the husband started going to church.
直到有一天她的丈夫开始去了教会。
And then he began to change his way.
然后她丈夫开始有了改变。
But at the same time, the husband was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
但在这个时候，她的丈夫也被诊断出有一个晚期的癌症。
And the doctor says he only has a few weeks left.
然后医生说她的丈夫只剩下几周的时间。
The good thing is the husband is changing, but the bad thing is that there is no time for them to make up the lost years they had.
虽然她的丈夫已经经历了改变，但是已经没有时间来弥补他们这个岁月了。
Tomorrow may never come.
明天可能永远不会来。
So it is better actually for us to make right with God.
所以因此我们应该现在就跟上帝和好。
If we want a hope,of going to the Father's house in eternity.
如果我们想要有这个盼望能够有一天进入到神的家中的话。
It is also better to make right with those we have hurt or wronged.
而且我们也要因此对我们过去对人所造成的这个过错造成的伤害要跟这些人和好。
Because we may regret that we didn't have the chance.
因为我们之后可能会后悔我们没有这个机会跟他们和好。
And not only that, doing so gives us an opportunity to testify for God to them.
因为这样做也给我们一个做为上帝做见证的一个机会。
And it gives them a hope, the hope of going to the Father's house if they receive Christ.
甚至可能因此给他们一个去神天父的家的一个这样一个盼望。
You know, the first thing I did when I became a Christian.
你知道，当我成为基督徒之后，我做的第一件事情。
I was in a drug rehabilitation center.
我那个时候在一个毒品的一个辅导的里面。
I have to humble myself and write a letter to my eldest brother who is adopted by my parents.
我在那个毒品辅导中心的时候，我就写了一封信给我的一个哥哥。
And I apologize to him for beating him up.
我向他来道歉，说我过去所对他造成的这个
伤害。And because when I was young, he always bully me.
因为我在年轻的时候，他总是欺负我。
So when I grew bigger and I'm much stouter than him, I beat him up.
所以当我长大，我比他更强壮的时候，我就开始打他。
And I had to humble myself and apologize and make right with him.
我在那个时候就谦卑了我自己，然后写这封信向我的哥哥来道歉。
And I told him, the reason I'm writing you this letter is because I have believed in Jesus Christ.
我在信中对我哥哥说，我这样写信给你是因为我已经相信耶稣基督了。
And I'm glad I did it.
而且我非常高兴我这么做。
Because I may not have the chance, especially now I'm in North America.
因为我意识到我之后可能没有这个机会了，特别是我现在已经人在美国。
And I don't know where he is.
而我不知道他现在人在哪。
Because after he got married, he left us and he has no contact with us.
因为我哥哥他在他结婚了之后，他就跟我们家失去了联系。
And Isaiah's son's name, you know, is he named him the son this name is because.You know, each time he looks at his son, he is reminded of the urgency to make right with God.
以赛亚给他的儿子取这个名字来提醒他，他每次看到他儿子就有了这个与上帝要和好的这个迫切性。
And it also reminded him as a prophet, he has to keep on telling the same message to the people.
特别也是提醒他要不断的来为人们来传讲这样一个讯息。
But as for Mary's case, Jesus Christ, although he is told by the angel or by Isaiah that Emmanuel means God is with us, but he was told to name the child Jesus.
对玛利亚来说，以马内利这个名字，但他。天使也向他说，神也向他说，要取他名字叫做耶稣。
And Jesus, the name, means the Lord saves.
耶稣这个名字就是神的拯救。
Jesus, the name in Hebrew, is actually the name Joshua.
这个名字在希伯来文有另外一个意思，叫做约书亚。
You know, it's just like Peter. In English, we call Peter, right?
在英文彼得有这个名字彼得。
We call the name Peter, but in French, the version they call Peter is Pierre.
在英文是名字叫做彼得，但是在法文里面另外一个名字同样也是叫 Pierre.
And so, in Greek, Jesus, the name is Jesus, but in Hebrew, the name is actually called Joshua.
在希腊文里面，耶稣这个名字叫做 Jesus, 但是在希伯来文它是叫做约书亚。
And the meaning of the Hebrew word is the Lord saves. That's why both name actually means the same. The Lord saves.
然后在希伯来文它的意思叫做主拯救。
And so if you take Emmanuel with the name Jesus, then it's God with us to save us.
所以以马内利与耶稣这两个名字放在一起的意思就是神与我们同在，神也拯救我们。
He came to save us.
他来到世上是为了拯救我们。
He became a man to save us.
他成为一个人来救我们。
And then when he was going up to heaven after his crucifixion and resurrection, he says, Lo, I'm with you always.
耶稣基督上天的时候，他说：“我必常与你同在。”
So Emmanuel is still with us.
所以以马内利仍然，这意思就是神仍然与我们同在。
Through His Spirit,
在他的透过圣灵常与我们同在。
And if you really believe this, and you believe that God is your hope,
当你完完全全的相信这件事情，而且也相信神是我们的盼望的时候。
You should have faith more than fear.
你的信心应该大过于你的恐惧。
And Paul says this.
保罗这么说道。
If God is for us, no one can be against us.
他说，如果
If God is for us, no one can be against us.
Where is it?
Page 2, Emmanuel, Roman 8.
哦，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
You see, our hope is not only secure in Christ, but we have a living hope who lives in us.
因为我们的盼望在神里面是稳固的，因为他是这样一位活生生的盼望。
2,000 years ago, he walked on earth.
在2000年前，耶稣在地上与我们同在。
As God with us.
就像以马内利说到的，神与我们同在。
And now he still with us.
他在现在仍与我们同在。
Living in our hearts.
他就在我们的心中与我们同在。
He's not just our hope, but he's that living hope in you.
他不是一个，只是一个盼望，而且他是我们那个活泼的盼望。
And if you believe in him, you can also have this living hope.
如果你也相信他的时候，你也可以拥有这个活泼的盼望。
And it's very easy to do that.
非常容易就可以这么做。
All you have to do, acknowledge your sin and accept him as Lord and Savior.
你要做的就是来忏悔你的罪，并且接受他成为你的救主。
And so for those of you who have not done so, Christmas is the best time actually to do it.
如果在我们当中，如果你还没有这样也接受主的时候，在这个圣诞的季节，你可以来这样做。
Because in celebration of his birth, you are being given the new birth.
因为当我们在欢庆耶稣基督的诞生的时候，你也可以有这个重生的这个盼望。
See, the promise of hope through Isaiah is fulfilled in this person, Jesus Christ.
以赛亚所预言的将来的这个弥赛亚在耶稣基督里面就已经成就了。
And it is a favor to us all.
这是上帝对我们每一个人的一个恩典。
And God's angel actually told Mary the same thing.
神的天使也对玛利亚说同样的事情。
In Luke 1:30, he told Mary, "Don't be afraid. You have found favor with God."
在我们第二段经文，我们读到路加福音1:30-33，说玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
You see, God can choose, you know, someone else beside Mary to be the Earthly mother of Jesus.
你知道神本来可以选择别人，但他来当耶稣基督的在地上的这个母亲。
But he chose her.
但神选择了她。
It's special favor to her.
特别是他对玛利亚，神对玛利亚这样一个恩典。
And God could have chosen to save anybody, but he also chose to save you.
知道神本来可以选择来拯救其他人，但他选择了拯救你跟我。
In fact, his desire is that all men to be saved.
因为神他是希望所有人都得救。
He actually favors all mankind.
因为神特别的爱世人。
But not every man will want to be saved.
但是不是所有的人都想得到拯救。
But it is favor from God that we are saved.
不过乃是因为神所赐给我们的恩典，我们得到了他的拯救。
It's not because of what we do.
不是因为我们自己做了什么。
What we know.
或是我们知道什么。
Or who we are in the world.
也不是因为我们是谁。
No, you don't have to be a doctor, a professor, or anybody, even a prime minister, you can be saved.
你并不需要成为一个医生或者是一个教授，也不需要成为一个总统。
Because God's favor everybody.
因为神爱世人。
You know, there's hope even for Jack the Ripper, if you don't know who he is. He's a famous serial killer in England many years ago. If God can save him, even if he repented of his sin.
其实是对有一个开膛手杰克在英国的一个杀手，如果他悔改的话，连他也有希望。
God chose the Jews as his people.
神特别拣选犹太人作为他自己的子民。
And he gave them the law to obey.
并且给他遵守的律法。
They failed to obey it.
但他们没有遵守律法。
So he sent the Messiah.
所以神他差派弥赛亚。
And particular scripture says that he sent the Messiah, and Jesus says, I came to what? To fulfill the law.
神他差派弥赛亚，差派耶稣来是为要成全律法。
Because the Jews cannot fulfill it.
因为犹太人自己本身并不能够来完成这个律法。
But yet they don't believe.
而是他们不相信。
They could not appreciate the favor.
他们也不为神所差派给他们这个恩典来感谢。
In fact, they still try to keep the law as the means to their salvation.
而是他们继续选择来遵守律法，来称义，来得救。
You know, we are actually no different from them in many ways.
你知道我们每一个人都跟他们非常相似。
Because even after becoming Christian, we still don't seek or appreciate God's favor.
因为某种程度上，即使我们成为基督徒后，我们仍然不是寻求上帝的恩典。
We rather seek the favor of man.
而是我们仍然去寻求人的这个青睐。
And when we seek the favor of man, we become fearful of man.
当我们这样做的时候，我们是敬畏人。
And we cannot honor God when we do so.
而我们在如果只敬畏人，我们就没办法敬畏上帝。
Man say something, just one word, and we tremble all over.
当人说一句话的时候，我们周遭的这些人，我们就感到惧怕。
When God says that, do not be afraid, Mary.
当神对玛利亚说不要怕的时候
，But we rather fear man more than God.
但是我们仍然选择去敬畏人。
We desire the friendship of the world more than the friendship of God.
我们渴望这个世上的友谊多过于渴望与上帝的友谊。
And Jesus has made it easier for us to find favor with God than any generation.
透过耶稣可以让我们更容易得到神的这个恩典。
Why I say that?
为什么这样说？
Because God not only gave us the scriptures.
因为神不是只有给我们经文。
Because the scripture is the law, it just tells us what to do.
圣经它承作于我们的律法来引导我们该怎么做。
But Jesus went ahead and gave us something else, the Spirit to live in us.
透过耶稣，他赐给我们圣灵来引导我们。
Because he knows that we could not fulfill the law, and the Spirit will help us to fulfill the law.
因为他知道我们单靠律法，我们并没有办法去遵守，我们要透过圣灵。
But the law up here without the Spirit's power in here will never be accomplished.
当律法在我们的心中的时候，如果不是透过圣灵的话，我们没有办法去行出来。
But it also requires one condition.
同时，它也有一个条件。
The fear of the Lord in our hearts.
就是我们必须要敬畏上帝。
When you fear God more, you will not fear man.
当我们对上帝的敬畏大于对人的敬畏的时候。
But today we live in a world where we fear what people think, what people say, more than we fear what God says in His Word.
今天我们更害怕别人的看法跟想法，甚至多过于我们对上帝的敬畏。
That's why we never enjoy the favor of God in our lives.
这就是为什么我们不能去享受上帝所给我们的恩典。
The angel told Mary in verse 31 of chapter 1, You will be with a child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
天使在路加福音这边说到，你要怀孕生子，可以起他名叫耶稣。
And he also tells her that you will bear this child, Emmanuel,The Holy One, the Son of God.
他这边也说到你要怀孕生子，因为他是一个至高者，神的儿子。
And so when you think of what the angel says to Mary, and that is a favor, you know, I don't know whether you are like me, I would think that, you know, what favor are you talking about?
当如果上帝对玛利亚这么说的时候，我不能去了解为什么这样是一个神所给他的恩典呢？
Because if I'm Mary, I'm a single woman. This is one favor I don't want.
因为当如果我已经结婚了，然后或者是结婚之前
还没有结婚，
我是单身的时候，然后我怀孕了，这不是我想要的。
Right? You don't want that kind of favor.
你不会有想要这样的事情发生。
To be pregnant as a single lady.
作为一个单身或作为一个童女而怀孕。
You know, it's shame, right?
因为这是一个羞耻在他的生命中。
So you will be more fearful than joyful.
你可能会更害怕而不是快乐。
And even that, you can't even name the child the name you like.
甚至你也不能为自己的小孩取名。
You can't call him Adrian.
你也不可以叫他 Adrian.
You have to call him Jesus.
你要告知要称他为耶稣。
You know,And the name Jesus to Mary, she understood that meaning because in Hebrew, she knows the meaning.
这个耶稣这个名字，玛利亚她其实是知道在希伯来文它的意思。
But she need the faith to believe what God said to her, despite of that struggle with fear.
但她需要，当玛利亚需要来依靠信心，才能相信上帝所说的话。来战胜他心中的恐惧。
And faith requires her to take risks.
他这个信心必须要让他来做一些。
And the risks, if you think about it, are many.
这个透过信心要来做的事情必须要战胜很多事情。
And the risks, first of all, can be being divorced by the fiancé, which almost happened.
这就是要经历很多的风险，比如说跟他的未婚妻离婚的风险。
Or the risk could be she's accused of committing adultery with someone other than her husband to be.
或者是可能会被指控所谓通奸，然后冒了这个风险。
And then the risk also, if that is true and is guilty, if found guilty, the risk is death.Stoning by death or adulterous.
这个犯奸淫被指控，如果被定罪的时候，可能就会被处死。
But faith won instead of a fear.
但他玛利亚心中的内心战胜了这些恐惧。
And it gave birth to hope.
然后就产生了这个心中的盼望。
Hope not just for the Jewish people and for herself, but hope for the whole world.
这个盼望就带来的是世界所有人的盼望。
And faith requires risk, and faith also requires humility.
这个信心就会让他去经历这些战胜他的恐惧，经历这些风险。
Because a proud person will never admit that he needs someone else other than themselves.
信心也是需要谦卑的，因为一个自大的自豪的人，他不会去意识到他需要别人。
And faith is humbling ourselves before God and say, God, you are in control and I need you.
信心也是谦卑的来认识到，不是我们在掌权，而是神在掌权。
And this is why people who hear the gospel over and over many times, and they may even be convicted by the Holy Spirit, and yet they are too proud to say, I need God.
当许多人听到福音了之后，虽然不断的接受听到福音，但是他们因为心里面的自大，而不愿意去承认他们需要神。
You know, even, you know, just look at us human beings, we are all sinners.
我们所有人都称作于罪人。
And so as sinners, we often find ourselves making up excuses and giving reasons when someone tells you you do something wrong.
你知道，我们往往会当别人指出我们的错误的时候，我们往往会用许多的理由跟借口。
Because we are too proud.
因为我们心里面其实是自大的。
We're too proud to admit that we need help or we are wrong.
我们心里面自大，不愿意来承认我们所犯的错误。
And sometimes our pride makes us also become very self-righteous.
我们的自大甚至变成自义。
Because we think we are better than others.
因为我们觉得我们比别人更好。
See, we need humility to recognize and acknowledge our weaknesses and our need of God.
我们需要谦卑来了解跟承认我们是需要神的。
But it is very hard for many people to do so.
但是对许多人而言这是非常困难的。
Because we live in a world where everybody is, you know, a self-made man, so to speak.
因为有许多人他们自觉得是自学成才的人。
Especially as Chinese, we think that we work hard and study hard and we will succeed.
特别华人的文化里面会告诉我们如果我们透过自己努力的学习跟工作
，and we do，
而且我们真的这样做
，and so we say we are enjoying the rewards of our labor，
所以我们说我们现在就可以来享受我们今天这样的成就
，we don't need God，
我们不需要神了
，but in reality when you sit down and talk with them and you get to know them， you'll find that inside they are miserable，
但是实际上他们的内心是很悲惨的
，they are empty and unsatisfied。
他们心中有许多的不满和空虚。
In their job, in their marriage,
在他们的工作上，在他们的婚姻里面
，there is no joy, there is no satisfaction, there is no contentment in them.
在他们的生活里面没有快乐跟满足。
And the reason they are where they are is because even in their success is because they believe the lies of the world.
这是因为他们去相信了这个世上的谎言。
That all these things can make them happy.
他们去相信说这个东西可以带来让他们带来快乐。
If I just find a wife, I'll be happier.
我只要如果结婚了之后我就会更快乐。
But they realize that after they get married, it's not so.
但是他们意识到他们结婚之后并不是他们想象的那样。
Because they make them more miserable.
但是有可能婚姻会让他们更不满足。
You know, I have been deceived by the lies of the world.Myself.
你知道我过去也曾经这样。
But I came to the conclusion that only Jesus Christ can satisfy.
但我得出的结论就是唯有耶稣他能够满足我们。
Whether you have or you do not have.
不管你拥有多少。
He is the only one who can satisfy and he is the only one who can give us hope.
只有耶稣能够满足你。
But spiritual humility is required to have this, if you want this hope.
因为属灵的谦卑是让我们来承受这个满足的。
It is only when Mary says, "I'm your servant, let your will be done in my life."
唯有像玛利亚一样这样俯伏在神的面前。
You see, it takes more courage to be humble than to have faith. Actually,
你知道要让谦卑来战胜恐惧，需要靠勇气。
So don't be afraid to admit you don't have it all together.
所以我们不需要去害怕承认自己的失败。
If you still want faith before God, then you'll never be able to get the hope that Christ promised you.
如果你在神面前还需要面子的话，你就没有办法来接受这样的一个勇气。
And you can do so, and when you do so, and you can do so is because of who He is.
唯有谦卑来到神的面前，你这样做的时候，是乃是因着神他本身。
He's the ruler of creation.
他本身的性质就是这个被造物的统治者。
In verse 32 and 33, it reads, "He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
这边被造物的统治在32到33节说到，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，要他做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
Mary may not fully understand all that is being said.
知道玛利亚可能不完全了解他所听到的。
But I'm definitely sure she heard about the child's greatness.
但他听到孩子要伟大的时候
，and that he will be king and he will rule his and he will rule over Israel and his rule will be forever。
当他听到他的这个儿子要做王，要直到永远的时候
，you know, imagine if you are the mother。
想象一下，如果 你是玛利亚的时候。
If somebody tells you your son is going to be this and that, you know, how you will, your fear will be lifted out of you and you will have faith.
当你被告知你的儿子将成为一个王，然后比大卫更伟大的时候，这应该让人脱离这样一个惊恐的状态。
You would trust and you will be hopeful that your child will be such a person.
你会转化一个信心，并且来相信你的孩子将会成为一个
王更伟大的人。
你的恐惧和惧怕就会顿时消失了。
And then John says in chapter 1 verse 12 to 13 that to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
约翰福音一章说到，是信他名的人就赐他们权柄。
Children born not of natural descent or nor of human decision or husband will, but born of God.
就赐他们权柄做神的儿女，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人生，乃是从神生的。
If you believe in the ruler of creation, the Son of God, you are going to be born into God's royal family.
如果你相信这位被造物的统治者的时候，你就会进入到神的国度里面。
And this is what Jesus also told Nicodemus that when that if he wants to enter the kingdom of God, he must be born again.
耶稣也这么样告诉尼哥底母说，你必须要重生才能进入神的国。
And God, as the ruler of creation, as the creator himself, he can give you this new birth.
因为神作为那创造和统管他万物的创造者，他可以给你这样一个重生的机会。
It's not talking about a rebirth in the physical, but it's a rebirth in the spirit.
这边不是说到只是肉体上的重生，而是说到灵命上的重生。
And if that is true, then the world we live in is only temporary.
我们在这世界上的日子只是暂时的而已。
And the scriptures also tell us, don't pursue the things of the world that is temporary.
圣经也告诉我们不要去追求世上的事物。
But yet we see over and over again in the time from history and then on that men who worship gods still pursue the things of the world.
然而我们看许多的过去的经验里面或历史里面，许多人在成为基督徒之后，他们仍然在贪恋世上的事物。
And ignore the spiritual things that God promised us through Christ Jesus in Ephesians that Paul talks about.
甚至因此和忽略在以弗所书里面提到那些属灵的事物。
And so we play in the world.
所以我们在世界上玩。
You know, we rather play in the world than we pray to God in His hope.
所以我们在世界上玩，而不是向神来祷告。
You know, look at our prayer meeting. How many people are there? You can count with your fingers.
所以看我们祷告会有多少人来参加呢？
In fact, you sometimes in some groups you can count.Just with one finger, one hand, sorry.
甚至来参加的人用一只手就能数出来。
You know, we play in the world more than we want to pray to God in His house.
你知道我们在世界上玩胜过于我们愿意向神来祷告的这个心。
We desire the riches of the world more than the riches God has given us.
你知道我们来渴望这世上的财富，而忽略了神要赐透过耶稣基督赐给我们的。
You know, in the 90s, When they talk about chasing after the things of the world, they use the word C, capital C.
在90年代有这么一个词，就是我们追求的东西都是用可以用 C 开头来解释。
And the C was that can stand for car, cash, card, as in credit card, career, condominium, and even control, that is power, and collectibles, you know, things that you like and you collect them, you know.
这些丰盛的东西我们所追求的可能是就是说汽车或者是现金或者是信用卡或者是你的事业或者是你的房地产或者是可能是一些权利或者是一些收藏的物品等等。
But that C never includes Jesus and the church.
这些很多例子都请注意都不是提到教会。
Never has I once heard that the C stand for Christ and the church.
或者是甚至都不是有关于基督或是教会。
And I think this is still true of today's believers.
在当今的信徒里面，可能这也是也正在进行的。
We say we believe, but we don't pursue after God and spiritual things, but we pursue all these things in the world.
我们说我们相信神，但我们不愿意去追求属灵的东西，而是追寻这些世上的东西。
And it was the same for the Jews, because Jesus has to tell a rich young man, go sell all you have and follow me.
耶稣基督也曾对一位富有的少年人这么说，他说变卖你所有的，并来跟随我。
But he wasn't ready to give up, and he turned away and walked away.
但他选择不这么做。
You know, the truth is that if you follow Christ, you will live like a king.
事实是，如果你选择跟随耶稣基督的话，你会像王一样的过生活。
But if you choose to follow, if you choose the things of the world, you will actually become slave to all these things.
如果你选择世上的事物，你就会被成为他们的奴隶。
Because you will find all your life will be working.To pay off all these things.
因为你会发现你的生命的生活永远在成为他们奴隶，要来去满足这些东西。
Christ has paid for your freedom.
基督已经替你的自由付出了代价。
From being a slave to all these things in the world.
你将成为这世上奴隶中拯救出来。
And even sin.
甚至是从你的罪中拯救出来。
And he actually also paid your airfare.To go to heaven.
耶稣甚至为你去天堂的机票也支付了你这个钱。
You just have to make your booking with him.
你只要跟他一起划位就可以了。
Okay, so you better book it now before the tomorrow never comes.
所以如果你要去的话，最好赶快划位。
But our temptation is what? To wait until the last minute.
但我们的诱惑可能都是等到最后一刻。
Because we want to continue to enjoy the pleasures of the world.
因为这样我们可以继续享受这世界上的快乐。
And then last minute we can sneak into heaven.
然后再偷偷地溜进天堂。
But we fail to realize that tomorrow may never come for us.
但我们可能没有意识到可能会没有明天。
There's two things in life that you cannot be in control.
有两件事我们没有办法做决
定。When you are born and when you die.
我们什么时候生出来或是我们什么时候死去。
You know, the doctor may give you a due date, but often we know that the due date is not accurate.
医生可能会告诉你说你的预产期是什么时候，但通常这个并不是百分之百正确的。
You know, we have been circling here on earth like the Israelites circling in the wilderness.
你知道我们一直在这个地上这个漫无目的的这样一个毫无盼望的生活，就像以色列人在旷野一样。
And we are never satisfied like the Israelites that the manna God gives to us every day.
就像以色列人一样，我们心中总是不满足，即使神赐给他们的一些玛纳来满足他们。
And so we find ourselves having more miseries in our lives than actually the abundant life that Jesus Christ promised.
而是我们在生活上慢慢发现有越来越多的困难出现。
Because we don't pursue Him.
因为我们没有来跟随神。
We don't listen to him.
我们并没有来聆听他。
This morning I was preaching in the first service.
今天早上我在第一堂的时候在讲到。
From Peter's message about Jesus Christ like a prophet.
说到从使徒彼得说到耶稣作为一个祭司，大祭司。
Peter's message he says that Jesus is like Moses, a prophet.
彼得说到耶稣就像摩西一样乘坐一个先知。
And then he says, you are to listen to everything he said.
他说到你必须要来聆听他所说的。
Because the prophet comes with a message of warning.
因为先知来到世上是要为了给我们一个警告。
And he also, after giving the warning, gives us a message of hope.
他的警告给我们之后，他会带给我们一个充满盼望的一个信息。
If you turn away from your wicked way and follow him, you will be blessed.
当如果像你过去的生活当中回转过来的话，转向神的时候，你就会得到神的恩典。
Jesus came on Christmas, the first Christmas, to give us a hope and a way out.
耶稣在圣诞节那天来到了我们当中，要为我们带来盼望，还有一个出路。
He's waiting for you to put your hope in him.
他正等待你把你的盼望交托给他。
He's waiting to give you the abundant life.
他正在等待你，好让你过上一个丰盛的生活。
Presently.
即使在现在。
And he's also giving you eternal life once you do in the Father's house in the future.
还有将来的永生在天父的家里。
There's the present and the future that is being fulfilled.In his promise.
无论是现在或是将来都已经完全。
Will you choose him?
你还愿意选择他吗?
Have you chosen him?
你有没有做这个决定选择他?
And you have, but you are not enjoying the abundance. Have you listened to him?
如果你有做决定,但是你没有活出这样一个丰盛的生活。
Everything he said for you to do, you do it.
你有没有做到他所向你说的一切的事情呢?
Let's pray.
我们一起来低头祷告。
亲爱天父，我们感谢你的话语，我们希望在你的话语可以藏在我们的心里面，我们可以在主你里面，在这个圣诞节里面，不信的可以来信你，信的可以更加的像你一样因为你要祝福我们，给我们这个盼望，现在跟以后。我们将祷告感谢是奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。